Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is the Rocky theme because we're talking about Rocky today here on the Council of Trent podcast. Welcome. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology, but on Fridays, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I just want to talk about Rocky. I want to talk about the Rocky opponents and the Creed opponents from the Creed spinoff. I just saw Creed 3 in theaters. I thought it was a really good film. Definitely enjoyed it. So I'll offer you all my thoughts on that. I also want to share with you a story from my recent boxing experience. I just box as a hobby, learning. I'm not in fights or anything like that. But I do have a prayer request for you in regards to that. So that's what I want to talk about today. If you're not a big Rocky fan, this might not be the free-for-all Friday for you. Maybe you are a fan. If you are, welcome. If you are mildly interested, I do want to say right off the bat, if you don't want spoilers, don't watch this episode. I'm going to quickly breeze through the films, and I am going to mention big developments in them that are big spoilers. If you haven't seen the films already, maybe you should go and watch them yourself. I think you'll enjoy. One thing you should go and check out if you haven't yet is the edit to the director's cut. Not director's cut. Well, I guess it is. No, it's not the director's cut. Sylvester Stallone re-edited Rocky IV. It came out in 2021. Rocky IV, Rocky versus Drago. And I'd say that it's better than the original. At the very least, they get rid of the goofy subplot about the robot butler at Rocky's house and all the other kind of weird 80s things. It's still weird 80s stuff. A third of the film is still montage. 31% of Rocky IV is either montage or a musical number, but it's just so awesome. Hearts on fire, and he's just, running in the snow and lifting the wagon, and Drago is training and using his steroids, and like, come on, America can beat the Soviet Union. So it's great, and I enjoyed the Rocky IV. I like the director's cut, so check it out, Rocky IV, Rocky versus Drago, and the new Creed film came out. So I've been watching the Rocky films. I let my kids watch the end of Rocky IV. And now every morning they demand that we play No Easy Way Out so they can do push-ups and sit-ups and train to be like Rocky. And I think that's great. They do boxing class, they do jujitsu, and they love it. It's good for them as boys to have an outlet for all of their energy. And it's fun. I love that it's a hobby that I can share with them because I do boxing. Right now I'm doing more American boxing. I haven't been to a kickboxing class in a while, but I also like doing Muay Thai kickboxing. And jujitsu, and I love that me and the boys and I, we have a hobby that we can share. I do have a prayer request, though. So I was doing jujitsu a few weeks ago. I was rolling with a blue belt who was a cop. I think he's a cop, actually. Tough guy. And we were going, and I couldn't take him down. He wasn't taking me down. So he went for my leg, got a leg behind my knee. I should have just let him have the takedown. I need to learn better how to safely be taken down by an opponent. It's just something you learn in it. And my knee got hurt in that. I didn't think it was too bad, but it did get hurt. A week later, I was doing a boxing round. I was sparring with my coach, and I love boxing. It's so fun because it's like playing rock, paper, scissors, but you get hit in the head. So it's like when you play rock, paper, scissors, you'll notice patterns like, oh, whenever he throws scissors, he does paper next. And so if you can detect these patterns in an opponent, if you can show, oh, whenever he throws a cross, he always likes to come back with a hook. You can roll under the hook and throw a jab or a cross, when their arm is extended to get a point. It's things like that. So it's fun. It's not just a battle of wills or just people slugging around with each other. There's a lot of an intellectual component to it. Now, some people who box, they're brawlers. They like to go in, get maximum damage, even if they're taking a lot of damage themselves. That's Rocky, basically. It might be a fighter like Mike Tyson. Of course, Mike Tyson also has technical skills as well. Every boxer who becomes a heavyweight does. So we were going, we were sparring. I was having a lot of fun. I was getting some good counters in. I was like, yeah, this is great. I stepped my right foot back to pivot, to get out of the, to get out of the way so I can put myself in a good position to counter. And my knee just shifted. It popped. And when it popped, we both heard the pop. I fell down on the ground. He helped me back up. And I went to the doctor the next day. It was still pretty inflamed. The muscles were kind of spasm and inflamed. A week later, went to physical therapy. They gave me a regimen. 4 to 5 weeks, if it doesn't get better, I'll probably go get an MRI. They didn't notice a tear or anything really bad, but it has caused my right leg, the mobility to be restricted. It's hard for me to bend it to have my heel touch my thigh. which is hard actually in grappling. I also worry a little bit, boxers, you have to have a good boxing stance. It's a lot of stress on your knee because you have to be crouched a little bit. You don't want to be standing straight up. You get knocked over. So I have to go lighter at everything. And that's hard, but I'm still able to do it. But if you could pray for my knee to get better, I would appreciate that. That'd be really helpful, actually. So I love it. We watch the films at home with the kids, or at least just the end. The kids wanted to see Rocky IV. Laura was worried it might be too violent for them. But I'm like, oh, you know, they got to be exposed to this eventually one day. And they love it. They want to, can we watch Rocky beat Drago again? So today I want to just talk about the films. Mostly, I'm just going to rank the opponents, who I thought were really good opponents, who I thought were not great opponents. To give you a brief overview, if you're not as familiar with Rocky or if it's been a while since you saw the films, original film came out in 1976, written by Sylvester Stallone. He's just a amateur boxer in Philadelphia. I want to go the distance, you know. When you watch Rocky films, you start talking like Sylvester Stallone. Yo, Adrian, I did it! You know, that's Rocky II. I haven't gotten there yet. And Carl Weathers, who's in Predator. He's Apollo Creed, heavyweight champion. He ends up fighting as part of a publicity thing and because his regular opponent had an injury, wants to fight an amateur in Philadelphia. So he fights Rocky, the Italian Stallion, and he overestimates his opponent. He's a big showboating kind of guy. He's dressed as George Washington. He comes out, you know, it's great stuff, very theatrical. But he's a highly skilled boxer. Rocky is just kind of a brawler. He's a southpaw. He's left-handed. And he can just take punishment like nobody else. So they fight, and Rocky knocks down Apollo. And that's never happened to Apollo before, and he's shaken. They go the whole 15 rounds, which you would think that Rocky, as an amateur, would get knocked out by the heavyweight champ at the beginning. And the winner is Apollo by a split decision of the judges. So it's really, really close. Rocky II, Apollo Creed is mad that people say he didn't really win because it was a split decision. They fight again, and this time Rocky knocks out Apollo in the final round. Apollo's actually ahead. If he played it safe, he would have won again by judges' decision, but he wanted a knockout. Then Rocky takes him out in the final round. Rocky III, Rocky is the heavyweight champion, living the high life. Clubber Lang, who is played by Mr. T. I pitied a fool. Shut up, old man. I ain't going nowhere. I want to challenge you, Rocky. I want to challenge you, Balboa. Why don't you give me a shot? And he doesn't take it seriously. And his coach, Mickey, played by Burgess Meredith, doesn't want him to fight. And that's the coach from the first two Rocky films. And I love Burgess Meredith. Get up, Rocky. He says, you know, why don't you want me fighting him? I've beat other boxers before. He's just another fighter. He's just another fighter. He ain't no other fighter. He's a wrecking machine. He's a killer. And he's hungry. You ain't been hungry ever since you won that belt. And so in this film, actually, Rocky gets knocked out by Clubber Lang. Mickey dies. Spoiler alerts, as I said before. Then Apollo Creed comes back and trains Rocky to beat Clubber Lang. Go to Rocky IV. Apollo Creed is going to fight the Soviet boxing champion, Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies. And Rocky's warning him, maybe we shouldn't do this. Rocky is his corner man for that fight. Apollo tells him not to throw in the towel. Supposed to be a friendly exhibition fight, but Drago ends up killing Apollo Creed in the ring. And then Rocky goes to avenge Apollo's death by defeating Drago in Russia. If I can change... and you can change. We all can change. And Rocky defeated the Soviet Union, and because of him, the Berlin Wall fell, and he ended the Cold War single-handedly. Just kidding, but kind of not kidding. Then, a few years later, and I think it was 1990, you have Rocky V, where Rocky has like a brain injury. He can't box anymore. He decides to mentor a student, Tommy the Gun. Like, okay. That's where we're starting to get the really ludicrous names. Who's actually played by an actual heavyweight champion, Tommy Morrison, who defeated George Foreman, I think, 3 years later. He is a tough and scary fighter. He's one of the few fighters, I think, that Mike Tyson said he was afraid to fight, Tommy Morrison, big heavyweight guy. He died of AIDS, I think, actually, like in the 2010s, maybe, or the 2000s. But anyways, tries to mentor him, but he turns on Rocky. It ends with a street fight. I'm just going to tell you this. Rocky V is the worst one. It's not a terrible movie, but it is the worst of the Rocky movies. And people thought that was the end for Rocky. Then in 2006, you had Rocky Balboa, where Sylvester Stallone, I think he's like 60 years old. And I liked Rocky Balboa. It was a real return to form. It feels a lot like the first Rocky movie, the slow burn. And there, the story in that one is there's an ESPN fight, and there's this heavyweight champion, Mason the Line Dixon. That is the worst boxing name in the entire series, Mason the Line Dixon, which, by the way, you'd be canceled today if that was your name, Mason the Line Dixon. The Mason-Dixon line was what separated, you know, divided slavery in America, you know, before the Civil War. Ooh. He's an African-American fighter, but, you know, it's Mason the Line Dixon. Okay. And they do a thing where they do a computer simulation. Could Dixon beat Rocky Balboa in his prime? They say Rocky would beat him. So they decide to do an exhibition fight with a 60-year-old Rocky Balboa against the current champ, Mason Dixon. And they say it's just going to be like a nice exhibition sort of fight. But Rocky decides to train. Adrian has passed away. He wants to give it a shot again. He wants to go the distance with Mason Dixon. So they fight. And this is the weirdest thing, by the way, in all the Rocky films. It's the only fight where it's shot ESPN style. I didn't super like that, but it was interesting. And so what happens there is that Dixon starts to win against Rocky at the beginning, but breaks his hand punching Rocky's hip. And because of that, Rocky has for three or four rounds an ability to fight back. And it ends with another split decision. Dixon wins. You have to really suspend disbelief. I don't know if you have to suspend disbelief that much. So if you're a really good fighter and you stay in shape, like Mike Tyson is in his mid-50s, he could probably still knock out heavyweight champs. He is still in ridiculous shape with speed and strength. When you watch videos of him online sparring and fighting, he's still got it. And he's in his mid-50s. So it's not that much of a suspension of disbelief. If you had like a Mike Tyson fighting like a current heavyweight champ now, he wouldn't be as good as he was 20, 30 years ago. But he could still put up a good fight. And so that's Rocky Balboa. And I thought that was a great way to end. I don't want a Rocky 7. I hope they just end it on that Rocky doesn't fight again. I would like it to keep that way. So there's talk of a Rocky 7, but I wouldn't want that. Then the Creed films come out. Those came out a few years ago. And that's where Rocky, he mentors the illegitimate son of Apollo Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan. He's awesome. Michael B. Jordan is awesome in the film. And the Creed series is a good return to form of the Rocky series. In the first one, Creed fights the current champion, Pretty Ricky Conley, similar to how Rocky was able to fight Apollo Creed. He uses his name as the son of Creed to get in there. And so just like in the original Rocky, Creed loses the fight technically by points. So people are so impressed, they think that he's like the real champ, that he really went the distance as an amateur boxer being trained under Rocky. And so to fight Pretty Ricky Conley. In the sequel, Creed 2, Creed fights the son of Ivan Drago, Victor Drago. So he's fighting the son of the guy who killed his dad in the ring. Drago is played by this German actor who is also a boxer as well. And he is a giant of a man. He is an intimidating, muscle-bound guy, the actor who plays Victor Drago. And he demolishes Creed in their first fight, but loses the fight because of a technicality. He's disqualified for a punch to the head while Creed is down. Then Creed comes back. He trains the Rocky. This feels a lot like Rocky 3, by the way, Creed 2, like how Rocky was beat by Clubber Lang and then comes back to beat Clubber at the end of the movie. Similar with Creed and Creed 2. Finally, Creed 3, Rocky isn't even in this one because of contractual issues, and he's mad he never got the rights to the character back. He's not mad at Michael B. Jordan anyway. But I kind of like it that it's now Creed is his own man and Creed has to fight an old friend from his past. And I'll leave it at that if you want to go see the film. That guy is Damian Anderson. I'll talk about him more when I rank everybody. So, all right. We did a nice speed run of all the Rocky films. So that's 9. But we've got multiple people that show up here. Let me rank the opponents now for you. At the bottom, what's funny is the ones at the bottom, what they all have in common is that they are boxers, they're not actors. And it really shows. It's like, look, what would be better for a boxing film? To train a boxer to act or to train an actor to box? Really, you should train an actor to box. Like Michael B. Jordan is not a boxer. He's not a professional boxer, but well, maybe he's done some boxing, but he's an actor more than a boxer. But he can still look like a great boxer. He can act like it because you're not training an actor to win an actual boxing match. You're just acting in a film. You just got to get them to look like they're a good boxer. And you can get that. But the problem is, it would take a really, really long time to train a boxer how to be an actor, because acting is a fine art that takes many years to develop. And some people, they just don't have the spark for it anyway. So at the bottom, in no particular order, but at the bottom, I'm going to put Tommy Gunn, Pretty Ricky Conley, and Mason Dixon. I was not impressed by these opponents. So Tommy Gunn from Rocky V, even though Tommy Morrison is a scary heavyweight fighter, he wasn't that compelling as a villain, even that he betrays Rocky in Rocky V. And the fact that it ends with that weird street fight between the two of them, I'm not a big fan of it. The other one would be Pretty Ricky Conley, if I had to put above that, as the bad guy really. He's basically just like a really rude guy. He's broken opponents' jaws and weigh-ins by starting fights. He's going to go to prison for weapons possession, so he wants one last fight, and Creed is the guy he's going to fight before he goes away. He talks, he's like this British, and he is a British boxer, and he's supposed to be mouthy and rude. I didn't think physically he was that impressive or intimidating. I didn't think his character had that much interest in going, oh, he's a rude guy. Okay, but he's rude, but he's not very intimidating. So it's just like, oh, okay, I don't consider him to be that that great of an opponent, not really that memorable. Mason Dixon was an interesting one. Once again, another boxer who's trying to be an actor, so he doesn't really pull it off as well. But I like that his character was interesting, that people are mad at him, that he's in Rocky Balboa. The whole point of his character was that he's got a string of knockouts. And people say, yeah, he's the champ. Yeah, he knocks everybody out. But he's never had to really fight a tough opponent. And he says at one point in the film at the press conference with Rocky, he's saying, look, you guys are going after me. I've won all these fights. What more do you want from me? Like, it's not my fault if there's not a good enough opponent in your eyes. So I like that from his character. But you didn't really get that much from him. You got more from him than maybe from Ricky Conley or Tommy Gunn. But overall, didn't leave as much of an impression on me. And I think part of that is because he's a boxer. He's not an actor. So going forward, though, Victor Drago, actually, I'm going to bring it up here. Victor Drago, actor, is Florian Montanu. I think he's German, actually. And let's look up here. Height, weight for, he is 6'4". So he is a tall guy, and what is his weight? Says here 225 pounds, and I think they asked him to lose weight for the film. He is a big guy. Michael B. Jordan's more of a lean guy. So Victor Drago, so played by Florian Montanu, he's an actor, and he is a German boxer. So, but definitely more of an actor, but he can box, actually. He's a big guy, and in the ring, actually, in the actual real world of boxing, his nickname is Big Nasty. And you see that in Creed 2. He's an intimidating opponent, and he actually comes off well, because the point is they're trying to avenge in the Russian oligarchs, the Soviets. When Ivan Drago lost Rocky IV, they all abandoned him, and they abandoned Victor, was like a little kid or a baby at that time. And so they were outcasts in Russia, and they're trying to fight to regain their image. And so he has an actual compelling story. He's not a bad guy. He is bad in that he fights dirty, that he causes Creed to have a serious injury when he's down. So he had a disqualifying move. He was too aggressive. But he's a character in that, yeah, he has a motivation that you understand. He's physically imposing. So I definitely liked him a lot. He's my second favorite Creed of the three Creeds. They each get better. Though the most recent one is probably my favorite in the Creed series. We'll get to that soon. But Victor Drago himself, I think that he's, I think he's really good as an antagonist in Creed 2. All right, so now we're going to get to the top half. The next two, kind of like the midpoint, if I'm ranking them, it's hard. They're really neck and neck as the best Rocky opponents. And I'm going to put Ivan Drago and Clubber Lang. They're right next to each other, very close. I think Ivan Drago comes out on top as being the better opponent. Here's why. At first, I thought maybe Clubber Lang is one of Rocky's best opponents, because he's the only person who had ever knocked out Rocky in a fight. But I don't think that's fair, because Rocky hadn't trained well enough for it. And at that point in Rocky III, Mick had had a heart attack. Rocky was distracted. He was at his lowest, most vulnerable point when Clubber Lang fought him. So Clubber Lang, I say he got really lucky more. Come on, Balboa. Come on, Balboa. See what you got, Balboa. And he goes in there, gives him that wicked left haymaker. to end the fight after round two in Rocky III. And he's a tough guy, but I like that he is psychologically manipulative. You know, he goads Rocky out of retirement. The way he does it, he goes to the unveiling of the Rocky statue in the film, and he goads Rocky, and then he finally gets Rocky's goat when he says to Adrian, "Hey there, woman, why don't you come over to my apartment? A real man will show you what it's like to be loved." And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to kill you." And he knew how to push Rocky's buttons. So he's good, psychologically manipulative, imposing, strong. But there is just something undeniably scary about Ivan Drago. Even his name, like Clubber Lang. I love the names here. Clubber Lang. Like, you know, he's the guy who really beat you up. But Ivan Drago. When he comes out, and he's so quiet in the films. Like Clubber Lang is mouthy. He's Mr. T, right? But Ivan Drago in the films, he never really says very much. And when he does speak, it's scary. "You will lose. If he dies, he dies." I did a debate once, and John Sorensen, director of operations, Catholic Answers, was there. And I was doing a debate, and John said to me, "Dude, what if you are too hard on this guy? Like, what if he just, like, you know, don't go too hard on this guy in the debate?" And I told him, "If he dies, he dies." And John knows all the Rocky films. We were just having a good, you know, laugh about that. But Ivan Drago, super intimidating. Because Sylvester Stallone is kind of short, actually. Drago, and he's played by Dolph Lundgren. This is Lundgren's standout role. Lundgren's actually Swedish. He has like a PhD in chemistry from a university in Sweden, but he wanted to do boxing and acting instead. So he's a really smart guy. And just in the film, he just commands this scary sort of presence. And he really has that because, I mean, he killed Apollo Creed in the ring when he's fighting. And I think when you see Victor Drago in Creed 2, like how big he is when he punches Creed, when he punches Michael B. Jordan, sends him flying even though it's blocked, you get that sense of fear that like people had probably back in the 80s when Rocky IV comes out and you see Drago. Because now with his like blonde short haircut and kind of seems a little goofy, but you see how like he has more of that intimidation factor based on events in the film and personal demeanor that I think edges him out beyond Clubber Lang as the more intimidating character. Because you hear this in Rocky Balboa in the 2006 film. Rocky says in Creed 2, because Rocky is trying to convince Michael B. Jordan's character, trying to tell Creed, "Look, don't fight Victor Drago. You have nothing. You have nothing to prove. This doesn't involve you." And of course, Creed is saying, "No, I got to do this. I want to avenge my father. I got to do this. I got to prove this." And of course, in Rocky IV, Rocky was trying to tell Apollo, "Don't fight Ivan Drago. You don't need to fight this guy. You know, he's a nobody. He's still an amateur. You don't need to do this because we're getting old. We're getting too old to do this. Lethal weapon syndrome. I'm getting too old for this stuff." Radio edit. And so Rocky's worried in Creed 2, like, you're going to get killed just like your dad was. I don't want any part of that. Just like how Mickey did not want any part of Rocky, though he reluctantly then trains Rocky to fight Clubber Lang before he dies. So my point is that he's telling Creed this, like, don't fight him. And he's like, "You know, well, you beat him." And he tells him, "Look, there are things," referring to Drago, Ivan Drago, like, yeah, Rocky went to avenge the death of Apollo Creed, but he says, there are things that he broke in me that still ain't fixed. You know, I don't think he's ever said that about Clubber Lang or his other opponents. But in Rocky Balboa, he says, you know, he's got injuries, lifelong injuries from his fight with Ivan Drago that, quote, still ain't fixed. So to me, that makes him probably the most intimidating opponent, for Rocky. Rocky's best opponent, though, I'm going to say if this is the best opponent, Creed's best opponent is Damian Anderson in Rocky III. He is a friend from his childhood. I'm not going to give away too much because the film is still out. Go and see it. Definitely enjoyable. If you haven't seen it, I mean, well, watching Creed 1 and 2 are a good prelude up to it to build in Michael B. Jordan's character. You probably should just watch that. And they're great films anyways. But Creed 3, Damian Anderson is a really, really good Rocky antagonist. He's really a good line between like an opponent and a villain. Like, he does have villainous traits, but you understand where he's coming from. I don't want to give too much away, but he has a personal connection to Creed, to Adonis Creed, by the way. So that's Apollo Creed's son is named Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan. Sorry if I didn't get that out there sooner. Has a personal connection from childhood, and he's very, very smart and cunning and manipulative. And so you see that in the film. He even manipulates the audience almost with his portrayal of himself. So he is physically strong, a good fighter, and psychologically manipulative and very intelligent and tricky and cunning. And he's sympathetic with his character role. So I really liked him as the bad guy in in Creed 3. Kind of a darker film in that regard. One reason Sylvester Stallone didn't want to be involved in Creed 3, he didn't like the script, thought it was too dark. But I liked it, actually. I liked the how it was played out. So I would put him as probably number two. Number one, though, is going to be Apollo Creed. Like, is he as intimidating as Drago? No, but he is the champ when you watch in these films. And just seeing the punishment he endures in Rocky 1 and 2, and then going from that to being Rocky's friend, his character arc is just wonderful, the fights that he wants to do. So as an opponent, maybe he's not the most intimidating, but he's probably the best opponent because we learn at the end of Rocky 3, they have that wonderful fight. Well, it's not a fight. They decide to have one less fight to see who is the better fighter. And Creed has that wonderful line, says, "You fight great, but I'm a great fighter." And ding, ding. And they go, and it freeze frames before they hit each other, and it plays Eye of the Tiger. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Na, na. And it's a great end. Rocky 3 is one of my favorite endings, easily. We learn later in Rocky Balboa, was Rocky Balboa or Creed? I think it's in Creed. No, it's Creed, actually. He says this, that Apollo won that final private rematch between him and Rocky. So above all, I have to place Apollo Creed as number one. Carl Weathers does a great job portraying him as like a showboat. He's confident, but he has the skills behind that confidence. And he's just a wonderful character, like in the press conferences. You know, he the way he says, I've retired more people than Social Security. I'm just like, this is just great stuff. So, well, if you stuck with me this far, you're probably a really big Rocky fan or a really big Trent Horn fan to hear me, you know, kind of ramble on about these films. But they're enjoyable, especially someone who picked up boxing as a hobby a year ago. I do watch it in a different way now than I did when I was a kid or even, you know, older as a young adult. But that's a lot of fun. As a reminder, if you could pray for my knee recovery, I would really appreciate that. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.